hearty greetings of love and peace to all the participants, both listeners and viewers of this unique e-conference on spiritual education and spiritual wisdom. So spiritual knowledge, how can it help us? In the present world scenario, it seems hardly necessary to prove the importance of spiritual wisdom, because we clearly see the global situation that has arisen recently. It is through spiritual wisdom that we can realize our true identity. We become aware of ourselves as non-physical, eternal, thinking beings, not just this body, but soul, atma, sitting as a driver in this most sophisticated vehicle of human body. What is an instant reward attained? Then through this discovery of new identity of the self, spiritual identity of the self. It is liberation from fear. This unique experience removes your fear of dying, your vulnerability in the face of any type of loss. You begin noticing how fear, which was present in all spheres of your life, start leaving its grip on you. And it is very crucial for our life now. Because a human being in a state of fear is self-destructive and also hyper-defensive, developing a potential for harming others as well. Because when I think again and again, oh, I'm this body and anyone can harm this body and I will die. So you just imagine the amount of negativity which will constantly be present in the mind. In my life, I was blessed to share the spiritual seeds of Raj Yuga, wisdom, in different parts of the world. And of course, even before becoming a spiritual teacher, I heard the phrase that wars are born in the minds of men. But it is only later, by meeting people in those countries which are considered superpowers, I could see and feel how fatal and catastrophic it is when you don't know that you are a spiritual, immortal being and child of God. In this case, you just know yourself and others as political or national entities, Americans, Russians, Europeans, or Asians. As a result, you have a sort of fever of constant fear for all 365 days a year. So this insecurity syndrome, like virus, very much sitting inside. So this insecurity syndrome has led, we see very clearly, to a mad nuclear race, keeping brightest brains of our society, scientists, politicians, businessmen, busy, and developing and manufacturing instruments of death. And what's the result? Nuclear and conventional weapons are being created, and the largest part of our national budgets, I think even more than 80%, is being spent to this end, and very little of that budget is left for life and living. I'm talking of superpowers, and now other countries are also doing this race. More and more budget is being spent on that. Paradox. On the other hand, we have seen practical fruit of the task of giving people understanding of their true spiritual non-physical identity and developing in them an experience of belonging to the Supreme. This awareness helps everyone to experience connectivity with others and love for them, instead of doubts, fear, and hate. So defensive and distancing patterns of behavior are then easily transformed into a profound feeling of world brotherhood and mutual trust, leading in its turn to peace and non-violence. So this is the role of peace-loving individuals and institutions, to save as many as people possible from the sinking ship by using the spiritual tools of knowledge. What else happens once I am able to experience myself as a sentient being different from my body that I received from my physical parents? An urge develops then to know more and more. Only then, without experiencing myself a spiritual entity, I cannot have this urge. But only after this real urge develops, then to know more and more about my permanent or eternal Father, the Father of souls or God. So truly, to whom do I belong as a soul? Where do I come from? Thinking of my Supreme Parent again and again helps me to understand Him deeper. And once I get an experience of His greatness, His powers and virtues, there is a natural desire to follow Him in my practical life and share the same qualities with others. Spread that peace, love which I get by thinking of Him. It's only then that you understand what you were when you were away from God and what a great change has taken place now when you know Him and you are in love with Him. A huge contrast. A huge contrast. Like day and night. It's definitely going to affect everything. Your decision making, your relationships, your food, your habits, your days and your nights, your entire life. Well, what else could be there? After all, He is the ocean. And when an ocean enters your home, there is flood. It's a complete life transformation. So, and an urge to go deeper and deeper into this ocean is never ending. It keeps growing day by day. So the spiritual education puts you in a kind of unlimited laboratory of life. Your life itself becomes a laboratory. It's wonder. Experimenting every day and experiencing relationship with God at every step. In the morning you had this experience with Him. In the daytime some situation happened and you are sitting in front of Him. So what we need at this present moment where the world has reached spiritual wisdom. Who am I and whose am I? So spiritual education is an everyday inner work of removing a clutter of negative and waste thoughts and emotions from within. It's like cleaning, vacuum cleaning. This work creates more space inside for accumulating love and happiness. So awareness of humanity's failures of past reduce our inner willpower. So spiritual wisdom gives us back our inner strength and restores our determination and enthusiasm for making this world a better place to live once again. So dear brothers and sisters, I wish each and every one of you today who are with us through this screen, give more and more time to study this and stay ever close to our Supreme Beloved Father. Om Shanti.